Welcome to the Bible Story Podcast.
Welcome to the Bible Story Podcast. My name is John Drabert. I'm so excited to share with you one of my favorite stories from the Bible. Now, before we get into the story for this week, let me encourage you to hit subscribe and share this podcast with your family and friends. I hope you have enjoyed some time with your family this summer. My family and I just got back from camping, and we had a great time together. We took some time to go hiking, fishing, biking, and sitting around the campfire. Even though we can't be with a large group of people, it was just really good to enjoy one another's company and have nothing on the schedule that needed to get done. Today we're going to learn that God is able to rescue. Lord, please rescue me. Such a simple prayer, but it makes you wonder what kind of desperate situation someone might be in that prompted this prayer. Can you think of a time when you really needed help? Last week I told a story about when I was 8 years old and lost at a large fair. I needed someone to rescue me and my younger sister who was lost with me. I remember praying this prayer with tears falling down my face. Lord, please rescue me. Fortunately, we did get rescued and were eventually reconnected with mom and dad and my siblings. It was so good to see them. Well, this prayer, Lord, rescue me, might not seem all that important when life is easy, but when you are in a difficult situation, this prayer becomes really, really important. Today's story is the third story from the book of Daniel, and it can be found in Daniel chapter 3. You are probably expecting to have Daniel as one of the characters within this story, but he is not in this story. Instead, his three friends are part of this. Instead, his three friends are the main characters of the story, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Now, King Nebuchadnezzar made a gold statue 90 feet tall and 9 feet wide and set it up on the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon. Then he gathered all the leaders and probably many others too, and he then made a grand speech. It was short, but it was grand. He told everyone that when you hear the music playing, that everyone is to bow down to this statue. Now, this was no ordinary statue. It was huge. And with it being on the plain of Dura, which was very flat, everyone could see it from very far away. So what's the big deal, you might be asking? Well, this statue was an idol, a false god. Bowing down to the statue or idol in worship was clearly something that was a bad thing to do. But the response to not bow down to the idol was difficult because King Nebuchadnezzar said in his speech that anyone who does not bow down would be thrown into a furnace to be killed. As you can imagine, this was deeply concerning to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Well, the music began to play and all the people, no matter where they came from and what race they were, began to bow down to the statue. Now, a group of leaders who were astrologers noted that some of the Jews were not bowing down, and so they approached the king and said, "There are some Jews, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, whom you have put in charge of the province of Babylon. They pay no attention to you, your majesty. They refuse to serve your gods and do not worship the gold statue you have set up." Well, King Nebuchadnezzar was furious. He then had these three men brought before him so he could question them himself. Now, I'm not sure about you, but when the king's royal guards came to get these men, I would have been terrified. It would have been so scary to know that I have to face the king who said, "If you don't bow down and worship this idol, you'll be thrown into a furnace. You will be killed." There would have been a lot going through my mind on this very long and quiet walk to the king. The king asked if it was true that these men refused to worship the king's gods and the statue. But if you refuse, the king said, you will be thrown immediately into the blazing furnace, and then what god will be able to rescue you from my power? Now, listen to this. Listen to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego's response. O Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to defend ourselves before you. If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God whom we serve is able to save us. He will rescue us from your power, your majesty. But even if he doesn't, we want to make it clear to you, your majesty, that we will never serve your gods or worship the gold statue you have set up. What a response! I mean, they spoke like they had no fear of death. I think this is so impressive. They had confidence and boldness because of who God was, and their confidence and boldness came because they knew God was able to rescue them. They did not let the king intimidate them. They were determined to honor God regardless of the consequence. Well, the king had a fit. He was so angry. His face even became distorted with rage. He ordered that the furnace be made 7 times hotter than normal, and that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego be tied up by the strongest men in the land and then thrown into the fiery furnace. Well, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, well, they were thrown into the furnace, tied up with all of their clothes still on. The men throwing them into the furnace died from the heat of the furnace. That's super hot. King Nebuchadnezzar jumped to his feet and looked into the furnace. He asked his officials, hey, weren't there 3 men tied up and thrown into the furnace? Look, I see 4 men. As they looked into the furnace, King Nebuchadnezzar noticed that these 4 men did not burn up, and that the 4th man looked like an angel. They were walking around in the furnace, not hurt at all by the heat. It was a miracle. The king got as close as he could to the entrance of the furnace and yelled, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, servants of the Most High God, come out, come here. Well, everyone crowded around and noticed that the fire had not touched these 3 men. Their hair was not singed and their clothes was not scorched. They didn't even smell like smoke. It was incredible. Then Nebuchadnezzar said this, praise to the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He sent his angel to rescue his servants who trusted in him. They defied the king's command and were willing to die rather than serve or worship any god except their own god. Therefore, I make this decree. If any people, whatever their race or nation or language, speak a word against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they will be torn limb from limb, and their houses will be turned into heaps of rubble. There is no other god who can rescue like this. Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego to even higher positions in the province of Babylon. God will rescue us, and even if he doesn't, we will never serve your gods or worship the gold statue you have set up. I love this response from Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Regardless of what happened to them personally, they were determined to honor God, even if that meant death for them. But what does God do? Well, he rescues them, of course. God loves to rescue us. It gives him great joy when we honor him and for him to rescue us. Don't ever underestimate God's ability and desire to rescue you. And honor God. Put him first. He deserves it. He is the greatest. Sometimes we need rescue from situations that were beyond our control, like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Other times, we need to be rescued from our own poor decisions. Now, regardless of your situation, make it your aim to honor God in the situation you find yourself in, and trust in his response. Well, there have been times when I have asked God to rescue me, and he did, like when I was lost at the fair. Other times, God did not respond the way I thought he should, and I was not rescued. I had to choose to honor God still, or to walk away from him. God is able to rescue us. Will you honor him regardless, like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Hey, it is time for the growth tip, a way for you to grow in relationship with Jesus. Make honoring God a habit. One thing that is so important is to honor God in the little things. When we honor God in the little things, when we get to the big moments in life, we will continue to honor God in those big things, those big moments as well. This is not to say that every moment will be easy. We are often tempted to go our own way and respond in a way that does not honor God. Rather than thinking of life as a bunch of decisions, think of life as a bunch of habits. The more your habits honor God, the easier it becomes to continue in those habits when something really difficult comes your way, and when you are tempted to choose a path that does not honor God. Make honoring God a habit, and you will continue to honor God when challenges and difficulties arise. Well, I'm so glad that you have taken the time to listen today. Would you do me a favor? Would you share this with a friend? My hope is that listeners will grow in a relationship with Jesus. Check out the bonus discussion episode. There are some great questions for you to reflect on and discuss. Thanks so much for joining me today. If you would like to read this story for yourself, you can find it in the book of Daniel, chapter 3. Thanks for listening. I will talk to you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Bible Story Podcast. There is nothing more important than a growing relationship with Jesus. Share this with a friend and have a great discussion.